Hi, welcome in, everybody. This is episode 10 of season 2 of the Chronic Health Podcast. I'm your family wellness chiropractor, Dr. Lee.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're here to talk all things chiropractic and wellness from our lair in Birmingham, Alabama. Yes, it's a lair. It's actually a room in our office where we dedicate education, discussion, and podcasting.
Yes. Yeah. Passion about chiropractic.
Yes. We call that chiro passion.
Chiro passion.
Yeah.
So I like how that sounds.
So today on the episode, we have a special guest to interview later. And that is a wellness occupational therapist in town. And I'll introduce Megan later.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to her. Right now, we wanted to talk a little bit about all the great things that people have noticed under chiropractic care. Specifically in our office, we have a lot of testimonials. And so a lot of our patients, we ask them, look, will you kind of give us a little write-up or a video or some sort of testimonial? And so we want to share some of that stuff. We're not sharing anybody's, you know, personal information or their names or anything, but I do like to, you know, celebrate some of the victories.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this first one I'm going to read, I really,
Is it you?
It's I love this girl, but it's not me.
It's not
but
you. Okay.
But let me go ahead and just read her testimonial because it's inspiring. It says, before being pregnant, I never weighed more than 100 pounds. However, I gained 65 during pregnancy and delivered a 10-pound baby. A couple of months after having my baby, I was suffering from severe pain. Couldn't walk for more than 5 minutes, decided to seek help, and that's when she found Dr. Lee. He discovered that she had scoliosis and she decided to get adjusted, and her life's changed since then. She can not only walk without feeling the pain, but her body heals faster. And I recommend chiropractic for everything.
That's awesome. And why is it, I love that she said at the end, her body heals faster.
Yes.
You know, when we do, we have stuff that happens, injuries, cuts, bruises, anything in life. We need to be healing as quickly and as efficiently as and optimally as possible. And I find that chiropractic care helps that. We just had somebody today that talked about she had injured herself really badly from a fall, and it had damaged some parts of her nervous system and eye. And it, after just maybe 4 adjustments, her body was responding a lot faster. So
yes,
we always talk about that. It's not like we're causing the healing. We're letting the body do its job quicker and more efficiently. This is why I don't take credit for how fast somebody heals or how well somebody heals. I always say, look, that's awesome. Chiropractic allows you to immediately heal better, not necessarily immediately feel better. That's the little rhyme that we came up with last year. But it's really important to understand the difference. You know, I'm not doing the healing. You know, we're, as the staff here, we're not healing people. We're helping the body do what it's meant to do and do it more efficiently and more appropriately and optimally. Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, on that same thought, I, at least once or twice a year, I would get sick, speaking of healing faster. And that sickness would last 3-4 weeks, you know, like month and a half. Like I'd be 6 weeks still hacking up, like just feeling awful. Now, if I get sick, I'm going to just knock on something. When it happens, it's like, I'm still out doing stuff, kind of. I'm like, my parents, this last time I got sick was when, of course, I was away from Dr. Lee for a week. I went to Florida to visit my family. That's how it always happens if I'm away from Dr. Lee for too long.
I mean, that's how everything goes to, you know what, if anybody's away from me too long, the world just sort of ends. I'm sorry.
That's what it feels like. And I usually, you know, my parents are like, how, are you sure you're sick? Because we went to the beach, you know, we went to, you know, I went on a little hike with them, a nature walk, like, and everything. I mean, I just slept longer at night and like was, you know, coughing some, but then just got over it.
So here's the mind trick that I, it's not a trick. It's just a reversal of what we were taught growing up. I was taught, you're sick. Oh, poor you. Lay down, do nothing. Let me serve you. And it became a reward. You know, you're sick and you get rewarded for it. Uh-huh. And so with my kids, I punish them. No, I'm just kidding. No, what I do is I tell everybody, like, the sickness is the expression of health. It's the actual appropriate response that your body has. So if your body gets hot with a fever, why is it doing that?
It's because it's trying to kill off those
pathogens, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, what do you do when you're in the woods and you have to clean water? You got to
boil,
bring the temperature up, boil it to kill all the bacteria. So that's what the body's trying to do. It's trying to kill stuff. So if you try to kill that fever, what's going to happen?
You're not getting rid of those pathogens you
need to get
rid of.
Not as effectively, and you may hold on to the sickness longer, or it may go away for a minute, but it's back again. And this is why people go through like bouts and bouts of weeks and weeks and weeks of a sickness where they're like, I'm thinking I'm getting better. And then I'm sick again. And I'm better. And I'm sick again. Because they're constantly medicating it.
Yes.
So I always say this is expressing health. My body's expressing health. And also, I never admit sickness in my mind. I will never, ever.
That's the joke. I always say I have allergies. Sometimes Daniel's like, you don't have allergies. You're sick. And I'm like, no, I think you're wrong.
I would say, look, I'm not saying I don't, you know, I have something that I don't have. I'm just saying I will not accept sickness because I can't take away from my life to be sick. So
no,
I'm not
you can't.
Allowing it. But I'm also, if I'm gone, then everybody's mad that I'm not adjusting them. I get it. Everybody has to have time to heal. If they get to the point where they can't function, I understand that, obviously. But I don't accept it, and I will do everything under the sun, supplement myself, nutrition-wise, exercise, whatever I have to do to keep myself well, not wait for the sickness and then say, oh, okay, what do I do to treat it, you know? Treatment is so much more involved than taking care.
Yes.
And that's what we talk about in this office. We take care of people. We don't treat people. Treatment means disease.
Yes.
Or sickness. I want to take care of what's well and make it weller.
Weller.
Better, you know, more optimally healthy.
Yeah.
So.
I love that.
I love it too. You got me all excited about that. And I could go off for like an hour on expressing health. Symptoms.
I just love that term. I love that. Like that I'm expressing health. I mean, it really makes me feel just positive of like the capability of my body.
Healthy response.
Yes.
You know, where there's action, there's reaction. Doesn't always have to be equal and opposite, like Newton said. Mm-hmm. In this case, the body's responding in some way. So let's figure out what's causing it and support that system.
Yes.
What's the most important thing we got to support? Nervous system, you know, brain body connection. It's not going to be symptom free. It's not going to be like, sickness went away as soon as he adjusted me. You might even get worse. But that's the body mounting the biggest response to fight off the pathogens and get you better later, more thoroughly.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. What's the next testimonial we have?
So this testimonial comes from one of my favorite people. It's funny because she talks about immune function, sinuses, just some of the stuff we've already kind of been touching on. But she actually goes into a new subject. She talks about how she's more regular now. I think we all know what that means.
Yeah.
She says her GI is fixed, not bloated or constipated ever anymore. She also talks about how it relieves her headaches, like, and I quote, like not even the strongest medicine can. Mental clarity.
So that's three different things we're touching on. GI, brain function, clarity, headaches, those kind of things, and immune function. So we've already delved into a lot of immune, but what about GI? I do hear this a lot with people that after they start getting adjusted, they either are more regular or just feel better, maybe not as bloated or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Think about the lower back, especially the nerves that come out of the lower spine control the lower GI. So that's one thing. The upper back underneath the neck controls the esophagus, and upper GI issues often are caused due to misalignment at the top. So when we start adjusting in there, the body has a better chance to heal. So it's just like anything, when there's blockage to a system, it's not going to work well if you start clearing the blockages. Happy. And I didn't mean that metaphorically. Sorry.
Blockages.
But that, I'm talking about the nervous system. But yeah, it does clear out the other blockages too.
Well, I mean, this makes me think about just about every baby that gets
every
on the table.
And what happens when they get off the
then
adjusting
a little,
table.
A little happier, a little stinkier.
The diaper's full. And that's not a every single time, you know, like clockwork, but often, very often. Once you get the nervous system working better, everything starts.
Because I hold the baby after the baby's been adjusted, and
so
Dr. Lee's adjusting
mom.
Adjusted
or dad.
And I get to enjoy that.
And you
that
get to enjoy
moment.
That full diaper feeling. What other testimonials came through the airwaves?
I mean, if I go through these and just took a survey, it looks like better sleep is just and less sickness and more energy. That's just like, those are the keywords that keep coming up over and over.
We had a gentleman actually that's been coming in about 5 months now, 4.5 months, and he never mentioned anything about sleep issues in his intake, you know, in the beginning. And all of a sudden, after like a month, he said, you know, I came here for low back pain and that feels so much better now, but you've been talking to me about the function of the body, and that's why it's so important that I tell people what we're doing and what's their body is doing and what the misalignment or subluxation is affecting. Because he's like, you know, I'm actually sleeping better, and I've never, in the last, you know, 30 years, I've never slept through the night. He's 4 kids. So I would attribute a lot of that to kids, but it's not, because think about it. He's now able to sleep. He's like, ever since we started working on, you know, my nervous system, my spine, I'm sleeping like through the night, and everybody's happier when dad's not grumpy, right?
Yes.
So.
I mean, that just the fact that you can, your body feels better, you get better sleep, like your whole life, better. Your perspective, changes.
You're more refreshed and you're more present with the people you want to. So yes. Your goals, you can reach your goals better. Whether they're emotional goals, connection with other people, time with family,
and
or they're physical.
You get so lost and you just don't even realize. You adapt in a way that you're like, oh, I'm, you know, like life is pain. Life is sleepiness.
Norm.
Like life is like,
that's not normal.
You don't know. Like I didn't know.
Just
I didn't know how good I could feel.
Doesn't mean it's normal.
Yes.
And that's the key. So we've learned to live with stuff that we shouldn't have to. We all deserve to be well. We are born with that right to be well. It's just a matter of knowing. And this is why we explain things the way we do. We don't just say, lay down, let me, you know, adjust you and then see ya. We explain it. And we're very thorough in the beginning, especially to explain what's on your x-ray. How is that affecting you? What could it be affecting that you don't feel yet that we could prevent by
yes.
taking care of you? And it's always about taking care of people, not treating people. You're not a disease or a sickness. You are a person, a very vital person. And if we can take care of you, then you will be well. Well-er than you were before you came.
We had another one. It says, a couple months after having my baby, I started suffering from severe pain in my back. It was bad, and I couldn't walk for more than 5 minutes without being in a lot of pain. I decided to seek help, and that's when I found Greystone Chiropractic. Dr. Lee discovered I had scoliosis. I decided to get adjusted, and my life changed since then. Now I'm not only able to walk without feeling the pain, but my body heals faster, which is amazing.
Isn't that cool? And this is a relatively young person we're talking about. You know, if somebody just had a baby, they're you know, 20s, 30s, and you don't expect somebody to not be able to walk after 5 minutes. You know, that's not right. normal. So we located the cause and we take care of the cause, and life changes. And think about quality of life. You know, if somebody's in that much pain, how is their relationship suffering? How is it possible to pick up your little ones if you're in that much dysfunction? Mm-hmm. And so life kind of stops in that way. So this is not just a, hey, I feel better, thanks. This is a quality of life. My life has changed. And that is literally what I went through. Life changed completely. I feel like my life was saved thanks to chiropractic care. So
yeah.
I love
that's
these.
Something you talk about how you're like that. You thought that was just normal life, like having headaches, having anxiety, having, you know,
sinus infections, back pain, all that stuff.
And I thought the same thing too.
Yeah.
Cause when I came here, I was like, well, I mean, I still deal with it, but it's kind of getting better, but the anxiety and being nervous all the time and scared of everything. And I was hurting all over and I just thought, oh, this is just regular, normal people deal with this every day. Yeah. And then I talked to normal people who were like, no, this is not normal.
This is not.
Yeah. So,
and so
how much changed for you? Like now you're even getting your own place.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yeah. So, and this is only what, 3.5-4 months into care or less, actually. If you think about it, it took a while to get you to get adjusted.
But yes, because I was scared.
but that's typical, and so that's why I don't just say just do it. You know, we got to kind of warm people up a little bit and get them, you know, understanding first of all why it's important, and then, you know, they have to get a little more used to the person that's gonna, you know, work with them. So that's
why
we warm everyone up.
Y'all are really patient, which is nice. And that helps.
Thank you. right, everybody. I want to welcome in a guest for our Chronic Health Podcast. This is Megan Gramling, holistic occupational therapist here in Birmingham. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm honored. And it was probably, I want to say maybe two and a half years ago when we met briefly when you came to visit us at our old office. And I was really intrigued by what you did. And then, of course, COVID happened and there was a lot of changes in everything in the world. So I didn't really get to connect with you. And then you came to our new office, was it maybe 3-4 months ago to visit and just introduce yourself again and brought all this great information. I was really excited about it. And then I said to the staff, we need to have her come and talk to us and teach us about what she does. So first of all, what exactly is it that you do for the person listening today?
So I always get asked, what is occupational therapy?
Yeah.
When I used to work in the hospitals, I would go in to see my clients in their rooms and I would say, I'm Megan with occupational therapy, here to work with you today. And they would always tell me that they already have a job. They don't need it. So I think that's a lot of what people think of when they think of occupation. But the way I describe occupational therapy is that an occupation is anything that occupies your time. So for me, that looks like any kind of meaningful, purposeful activity that you do.
Mm-hmm.
In our scope of practice for OT, we touch on, they're called ADLs, activities of daily living. And that is things that you do every day. So that's going to be your sleeping, eating, dressing, toileting, self-care, hygiene, showering, you know, anything like that. And then we also can touch on what's called IADLs, which are more like money management, financial management, house management, taking care of kids, taking care of pets, sex is one of the things that we can talk about. So when I got into OT, I came out and did traditional OT and worked in a bunch of different settings. I've done nursing home, acute care, outpatient, pediatrics, school systems, home health. So I've pretty much done
everything.
Everything there is to do in OT. And I really wanted to get a lot of people who come to see us after they've had a stroke or after they've had a brain injury or after they've torn their rotator cuff or broken their hand or something. And I really wanted to switch and look at the preventative side. I don't think that the U.S. does a wonderful job with preventative medicine.
Sure.
We focus a lot on what comes after and the rehabilitation. But if you really look at the wide lens of OT, part of what we should be doing is working in the preventative and health promotion side of things.
I agree 100%.
So, yeah. So that was, and I've always, I mean, I was born and raised with a very holistic family and mindset. And
this comes natural to
you. Yeah. And so I felt like that was, you know, it was always the question of why didn't we see this person before they had their rotator cuff surgery? If we were doing therapy with them before they had to go in and have their surgery, they'd be doing so much better after their surgery. So that was kind of what I started thinking about and really wanted to get into the preventative and wellness side.
And what led you to working a lot with kids? I know that's a real specialty and a passion of yours.
Yes.
And what does that really entail to the people that may not know that you can do that and maybe get ahead of certain things?
Yeah. So I grew up and all of my jobs growing up were, I was a nanny. So I worked with a lot of different families. I have always loved kids. And what got me into OT actually was wanting to do a pediatric private practice. In my head, I had this goal that once I got out of OT, I would have my own practice and I actually would focus on dance. So I am a classically trained ballerina.
Nice.
I did that for, gosh, probably 12 years or so. And so I wanted to be able to offer dance to kids with special needs because I know that that's a class they don't get to take a lot of. And so I got into OT school for pediatrics. And when I got out, I did do a little bit of pediatrics and I did school systems. So OTs work with a lot of different parts of the person. We're very holistic minded in our practice. And one of the things that we do a lot with is sensory. which there are so many kids these days that have sensory processing needs, and are considered neurodivergent kids. And so it was really awesome to me and very, very meaningful to me to get to help a child do what you and I would consider very normal and not think twice about. There's a term for it, occupational justice, and it's being an advocate for those who don't get to do the things that you and I don't even think twice about.
Sure.
So that was one of the main reasons I got into pediatrics, was to make sure that kids, their main occupation or thing that would occupy their time is play. So who wouldn't want to have a job where you get to play all day?
So is that, you do use a lot of play in your techniques with working with kids?
Yes. And I do nature-based therapy with kids. I think that kids respond really well to being outside and being in nature. And nature is such a good environment. It's our most accessible environment. So it's easy for anybody to get to a green space. But it can be really good for sensory. So it's very, obviously it's touching every sense that you have without being overwhelming. Because a lot, I mean, there's a big difference between going to Disney World where every single sense is
oversensed.
So it's not overstimulating to be in nature, and nature has a very calming effect.
Very grounding.
And so the kids can get grounded and centered, and being outside in general is going to give you a plethora of graded physical activities. So, you know, walking on uneven surfaces and going, if you're doing a hike, like going over logs or under logs or, you know, so I like to use, nature, and I would use nature with, adults as well, but kids really seem to get into that. So I think adults have kind of lost their touch with nature sometimes.
Well, I mean, we spend so much time in the manufactured spaces that are artificial and so many times in front of a blue screen, unfortunately. So really, even if we don't have quote unquote issues to speak of, which we all do, would be a good idea even to spend 30 minutes every day outside wandering around in, you know, in nature.
I mean, there are so many studies. There are more than I could even name about if you even just go outside for 15 minutes and you can walk on your lunch break. Or gosh, if you parked at the end of a Publix row, that would be 15 minutes to get to your car.
I always do that. Not just because I want to walk more, but because I feel like I can't fit my truck into a space with too many cars right there. So I'm like, you know what? I'm added bonus. I'm going to walk a little more.
And on days like today, it's sunny and it's pretty outside and the sunshine is just innately healing. So
there's so many great places around here. Do you have favorites that you like to take people to?
So when I do nature camps, if it's warm, I love to do Oak Mountain. So when you're hiking in Oak Mountain and it's cold, it can get really cold because you know you're back in the trees. And so if it's a really cold time when I'm doing a nature camp, then I like to do, I really like Herdmont Park and I love the botanical gardens. So I like all three of those places, but I mean, and there are some people who, if I see kids at their house, then we can just go outside
their
of their backyard.
Or in the neighborhood.
And it's nice for when I can see a kid in their own house, because the parents, if I do something with them outside, then they're more likely to go outside and do it again the next day. And I can teach the parents. And so it's a little bit more compliance rather than having to have a parent take your child to the park. You know,
or
you
to
could
a trail
just,
or whatever.
You can just go in your backyard.
So what would lead me to know it would be a good idea to seek your care, you know, with my kids or family member or whoever? Or my patients, you know, which I think I know this, but I'm asking for the listener as well.
So one of the other things I do is lymphatic work. And I really feel like, especially with COVID going on right now and it being winter and there being respiratory illnesses, almost anybody would benefit from lymphatic work.
What does that mean exactly for the person who's never heard what that means? Like lymph, we know is, you know, part of the immune and detoxification process. But how would I know that would help me? Or what would I do?
So there's only a few people that really can't have lymphatic work done. People with congestive heart failure, active infections like cellulitis or something. And then if you have active cancer, then you have to be cleared by your oncologist because mm-hmm. it can, if you're moving lymphatic fluid, it can spread things.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, almost anybody could benefit. So like you said, your lymphatic system is tied to your immune system. So the way that a lymphatic massage, it's different from a typical massage. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't do deep tissue at all. I do manual work and massage where I can do that for muscles or trigger point, whatever. But lymphatic work is, you know, if you're making your skin move, this is what I tell my patients, if you're making your skin move, you're tugging on your skin, then the fluid underneath it is moving.
Yeah.
So your lymphatic system, like you said, is responsible for taking in all of the big molecules that your circulatory system can't. And then it takes it to your lymph nodes where you have all of your infection fighting cells. Yeah. So if you are feeling sluggish and you feel like you don't have good energy, you feel like you're really holding on to water, you feel like you're starting to see issues with your skin. Our skin is one of the biggest things that can tell us if we're having an issue with anything.
Yep.
And then also if you're having any kind of issues with digestion. I saw a client strictly for lymphatic detox massage because she was having chronic constipation.
Mm-hmm.
So it aids in digestion. And really, I mean, it helps your energy, it helps your immune system, it helps your circulation, it decreases pain.
Yeah.
A lot of the clients I have when I'm doing the full body detox end up falling asleep on the massage table. So, I mean, it's very relaxing.
Do you find that it's very, when it's detoxing, do you find that people get kind of sick feeling a little bit the next day or two or
they can.
Some reaction?
Yeah, they can.
I feel like it's a good sign. Yes. Because you're getting stuff out.
Right. And I tell everybody, you've got to increase your water, just like if you were going and getting a normal massage, because your body has to get it out some way.
Yeah.
So you want to drink a lot and then, you know, urinate it out. Mm-hmm. And people do tell me that almost every time they realize they're going to the bathroom more frequently. Yeah.
Got to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I have had some clients tell me that they don't feel great the day afterwards, but then they feel so much better.
A huge energy boost after.
Yes. Because, I mean, the effects of lymphatic massage will last for 24 plus hours.
Yeah.
So it's not just while I'm working on you.
Yeah. It's like setting a tone for later. That's really, that's the best part. So when you do that, do you do compression as well or like wrappings or anything?
Cause I do. Yeah. So I'm a certified lymphedema therapist as well. So I got that certification in 2013, I think.
Wow.
And
what does it mean to lymphedema for people who've never heard of it?
Yeah. So lymphedema is, that's different than just getting a lymphatic detox massage, which I think all of us, like I said, could benefit from. Lymphedema is an actual diagnosis. So typically the way we see it most in America is after cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've had breast cancer and you've had any lymph nodes removed, if you have had any kind of vein surgeries or chronic vein insufficiency, and you notice that you've got swelling in your ankles or any kind of swelling in any extremity. And then there's also abdominal lymphedema. But the body is not working to get rid of all of the swelling as it should. So regular edema is just extra fluid. Lymphedema is fats and proteins in the fluid. So whereas you can do the rice method and rest, ice, compress, and elevate. For regular edema, it'll go away on its own. But with lymphedema, it doesn't. Because you actually have to physically move the fluid across the body.
Mm.
And there's what's called watersheds in the body. And so it's where the lymphatic fluid can't move. Like it can't move on its own from your legs to your abdomen.
Right.
You have to physically move it.
And there's a very specific way to do that.
You have to be trained for the massage. Yeah. But the second part of complete decongestive therapy is what the treatment for lymphedema is. So the first part is the manual lymph drainage. And then the second part is the compression.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we're doing, manual lymph drainage, you need to have that compression on as part two, because what I'm doing needs to be supported because I'm only going to see you two or three times a week.
Mm.
So the compression is what's going to hold in all that we do until I see you the next time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Excellent. Would you say that's a very big portion of the people you take care of, or is it pretty well balanced between all the different variety of things you do?
It honestly, it depends on the time of the year, I feel like.
So it varies, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, right now, most of my caseload is lymphatic patients.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm seeing a girl who had breast cancer and a double mastectomy and took out the sentinel lymph node in her armpit.
Right.
So I'm seeing her for some swelling she has in her arm. Mm-hmm. And I just got through seeing a client who had a car wreck, and she had some kind of trauma done to her abdomen. She doesn't remember the car wreck, but she ended up breaking her femur, her top leg bone. And so I think the trauma in that, because any kind of trauma
impact,
right? Yeah. And I mean, it can be trauma like a car wreck, or surgery would be considered traumatic to your body. So she started noticing some swelling in her leg, and it ended up, she got the diagnosis from lymphedema from her doctor. And so she saw me for, to get that swelling under control.
Do most, most of your referrals come from doctors, or do you have word of mouth, or what is the best?
Yeah, most of my referrals used to come from doctors. Since switching over to integrative OT, occupational therapists have to have doctors refer to us if there is a medical problem.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't have to be a physician. It can be a chiropractor or a dentist. Mm-hmm. They're also able to refer to us. But if we are doing health promotion and wellness, then we don't have to have a prescription.
Right.
So anybody could come to me off the street and say
primary. Yeah.
Yeah. That they would like some occupational therapy. So another side of what I do is I call it wellness coaching or lifestyle modification. And so I work with people who are ready to, they've noticed that something in their life is not quite right, whether it be what they're eating or their exercise or their relationships are not where they want them to be with themselves or others. And they can come to me and we can look at what environments are supporting, what's inhibiting, what's a barrier. You know, we look at your roles and routines and habits and what you may not even know you're doing that takes up a good percentage of your time throughout the day that maybe isn't the healthiest. And we can look at making your life a little bit healthier.
What I love about this is you're taking the emotional, the physical, and the chemical, you know, and or nutritional or whatever, and combining all these phases of health, which is what I always talk about. Look, we can work on the nervous system and physically, you know, get fit and get adjusted and all these great things. But if you're not taking care of your emotional health, and you're not taking care of chemical and your relationships and stress levels, like there's so many factors. And so I love how you're touching on almost every part of that.
Yes. So yes, definitely.
That's truly holistic, which is why I love you saying, you know, calling it holistic lifestyle coaching, holistic.
Yes.
Occupational therapy. So as a parent, let's say, I'm thinking my child would really benefit from that. What would be a start? Like, how would I get involved with you in that kind of realm?
Yeah. So I'm active on social media. So you can always reach out Instagram or Facebook.
What are those?
Integrative OT.
Integrative OT.
Yes. Awesome. Or I have a website, integrativeot.net.
Okay. We'll post those in the notes on the show. So.
And you can email me at integrativeot2, because apparently there's more than one of me.
That's went out there.
Yeah, at gmail.com. But yeah, and I actually social media is where I post most of my information on the therapy camps. So, and that's honestly, I can see a child anywhere. I can see them at your house. You know, we can do whatever, but I always highly recommend nature-based therapy for kids. If we can swing that.
I'm sure somebody's going to want to ask, what exactly is the camp, that you do?
Yeah. So, that depends, because as an OT, I like to let the client's specific and individual needs and the goals that I'm working on with them in collaboration with them and their parents drive what we need to do.
Yeah.
So it depends on who I would take into my camps. But the last camp that I did had a little boy who had, he was high functioning autism. Mm-hmm. And then there was his twin brother actually had fine motor delay. And then there was a neurotypical kid. And then my son always likes to go and be a nature guide.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so we had I had those four kids. And so we did a couple of different things. I love to start with obstacle courses. You would not believe how excited kids get yes, about obstacle courses.
I know. I spend sometimes afternoons putting that together for my
yes,
kids.
Yes. So we do that. We do, and that really, that touches on, I mean, again, I grade it based on what the needs are, but that touches on gross motor, fine motor. And then we
and
always,
fitness.
Yes. Yeah. And endurance yeah. and strength. But it touches on sensory as well. So especially if we're doing something outside, you never know what the weather is going to be like.
True.
So it was, I guess it had rained the night before. And he really didn't like the idea of getting dirty, mm-hmm. the child with autism. And I had told the mom to bring rain boots, you know, just in case,
yeah.
And clothes you don't care if they get real dirty. But, so we actually worked really for a long time on a mud puddle and we made mud pies and, he really did not like it at
right.
first, but also there, one of the things I love about nature camps is that there's that social aspect to it because so many kids, and especially during COVID,
yeah.
there are so many kids that are not getting that socialization.
Yeah.
So, that's a huge component as to why I do a camp and I do, individual sessions as well.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorite things about the camp. And I love having neurodivergent and neurotypical kids in it together.
Yeah.
I feel like it builds my son's compassion
yeah.
and empathy for kids who don't look and act just like him. And I feel like it helps the neurodivergent kids have kind of a role model for what's developmentally appropriate in the age range.
Right.
But yeah, so then we do a nature scavenger hunt, which
cool.
is really fun. And I have a bird bingo game that the
wow.
kids love. So we get to, and I love to educate them too on nature. I'm a big tree hugging hippie.
Yeah.
So I like to teach them about nature, teach them what plants we're looking at and walking through,
yeah.
because I feel like, I mean, one of the big things with OT is we do so much with environment. And that can look like your home environment. When I did home health, I did a lot with that.
Yeah.
And low vision for that kind of stuff and whatnot. But you also, I would love for us, all of us, humanity, to
mm-hmm.
have a more peaceful and symbiotic relationship with nature.
Yeah.
Because I feel like nature takes such good care of us. We should take good care of her. So that education piece is something that I sneak into my camps as well.
Yeah. And it's very important. You know, I think the more the kids appreciate it, the better it'll be later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, so. I mean, and I think if you're taking care of the environment that you're in,
yeah.
then you have more drive to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And you have, it increases the compassion to take care of others around us.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's ever a negative.
Right.
Yeah.
It's always good. What else would be good to know about, your business and your, typical patients that you take care of?
So, the reason that I named my business Integrative OT was, because I do enjoy seeing the traditional OT patients.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite patients are the neuro patients that come and have had stroke
mm-hmm.
and getting them back. Like if they don't have use of their right arm, getting them back to being able to being independent with dressing themselves and bathing themselves. Cause I think if you can be independent with doing something, and I know for me, and I'm big on independence, but for me, that really changes your emotional and mental
big time, yeah.
outlook. So I do love seeing the traditional kinds of patients that you think of when you think of occupational therapy in a hospital setting or rehab setting. But I also love looking at every part of their life and their supports at home and their environments around them and the people that they're in touch with every day. So I wanted to be able to see the whole side of everybody's life.
Once again, more holistic way of looking at things.
Yeah. I mean, cause I think like you said, like you can, if you come to me with a hand injury, I can strengthen your hand
mm-hmm.
and we can get you back to doing it, but, doing the things that you want to do. But anytime you have an injury, you're more prone to depression. anytime you have an injury, you've got pain. So that's going to affect your sleep.
Yeah. Certain habits maybe.
Yeah. Pick up or... So I wanted to be able to have a broader view, because I feel like our scope of practice allows us to do so much and we're only just doing a tiny little portion of it. And I know a lot of that is insurance dictated. And that's one of the reasons I went out on my own, is because I don't want insurance to tell me who I can and can't see, right, and what I can or can't do. So OT is a billable service. So if you come to me, you can certainly get reimbursed from insurance.
Right.
But I don't take insurance,
yeah,
because I wanted the freedom to...
To do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I respect that a lot. So I tell people when they first come here, I say, I'd never look at your insurance. I mean, our staff verifies all that stuff, but... I don't look at it because I don't want to make a care plan based on what insurance,
right,
you know, or a recommendation based on what insurance tells me. They're a person, not an insurance policy.
Yes.
So let's take care of the person and then figure out the finances later.
Yes. Well, and I have no idea if this is a true statement, but I feel like the people who do insurance and make up these rules have obviously never worked in healthcare. Never.
No. Or if they did, it's been a long time.
Right.
And they have an unrealistic expectation of certain things.
Yes.
So I do like the way you're doing it. It makes so much sense because it's about caring for people, not, you know, numbers and policies and
right
whatnot.
Yes, definitely. I agree.
Was there anything we didn't touch on that would be good to know about you or about your business?
I will say that one of the things that makes OT different from, because I know there's a lot of health coaches out there. And I think there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
But one of the things that is different in OT is that we have a lot of schooling, yeah, and a national board certification exam that we have to sit for, and an ethics committee we have to stand up to, and
licensing and such.
Yeah. And CEUs we have to have every year. So we have a good bit of training in different pathologies, different treatment protocols, but we focus on your occupation. And I feel like that's different from what other health coaches do, because they may focus on what you're eating or what your workout looks like. But the occupation, like what you do every day, what occupies your time, the occupation itself is therapeutic. The occupation is what's healing. So it's different than just, I want you to read the back of your labels of your food and make sure you're not having trans fat and added sugar. Yeah. You know, like everybody's occupation is to eat at some point during the day.
Yeah.
So that's a very human occupation. So, but it's making it meaningful. So like what, you know, we would go further into your why, you know, like what is it that motivates you to want to eat healthy? What do you enjoy cooking? I can come to your house. Let's look in your pantry. Let's look in your fridge. You know, let's see. To me, it just is different because we're occupation focused. And I think that that's the best way to do things, because it's what's meaningful to you. It's what you're doing.
Changing lifestyles and in a good way, not an unhealthy way, a supportive way.
Right.
It seems.
It's not just, I want to drop 20 pounds because I think I should be 20 pounds lighter.
Right.
You know, because when you really ask the question, why do you want to lose the weight?
Yeah.
I want to be more active and be able to get up up and down off the floor with my children.
Yeah.
You know, so, goals. Well, that's huge. And then we have evidence-based assessments that we do. We really are looking at your goals each time we see you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we make those in conjunction with you. So we're not just saying, this is what I think you should do.
you that know? Makes sense. You know, ask what they would like to be able to achieve and then like hit a good plan based on that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes so much sense. I don't know why everybody doesn't do it that way. Honestly.
Yeah.
But I feel like we have a lot in common in the way we practice or way we, you know, do things. That's why I thought it was so great for us to talk today on the podcast. So, cause I feel like it's very synergistic.
Yes.
You know, the way we do things. So.
Yes. Well, and I have done chiropractic care for as long as I can remember.
Hmm.
I did I did it with both of my children from pretty much the first week that they were born. Yeah. And I don't even do it so much for the orthopedic alignment.
Right.
I do it for the neuro.
Yeah.
And this may be TMI. I have had IBS for many, many years tied to anxiety.
Yeah.
And I tried a lot of different things, but what completely flipped the script on that was chiropractic care and meditation.
Yeah.
So anytime I feel like I'm getting out of alignment with my anxiety or whatever, I can go get adjusted. And it's like,
there's so much science behind it.
Yes.
I don't know if you've read any of these studies, but I mean, we've done several podcasts already about this, but in my story as well, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but I had crippling anxiety in my 20s. Couldn't go to college, couldn't go to a movie, couldn't go to restaurants. And the only thing that changed for me was getting adjusted. And it totally turned my life around. Within 2 years, I was in college and I was back in, and I was going to chiropractic school a year later, finished college in like a year and a half. And, cause once you have a purpose, you know, but that is exactly, what it does for me. And it's, you know, immune as well. Cause cortisol is linked with immune and neurologically it's so important. It's like, if you're not getting adjusted, you're neurologically impaired. Mm-hmm. And that's what the studies show us. And if you're neurologically impaired, it's either going to affect immune, hormones, behavior, energy, cortisol, or stress.
Right.
Digestion.
Yes.
Like you say. So,
yes.
That's,
well, and I love the term y'all use for adjusted, because that, as a parent, that's something I use for my children with attitude.
Yeah, behaviors.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it's such a good term, because that is how I feel when I get off the chiropractic table.
Yeah.
Is I feel adjusted.
Yeah.
Like in every sense of that word.
Yeah.
It's not just a physical thing.
Right. It is so much deeper. So, and that's, I think that's why it's such good rapport here between our fields. So, well, I really appreciate you being in here today and talking about this. It'd be nice to do this again, maybe go a little deeper
on
another episode.
I would love that.
I'm going to share all your information in the show notes. So if anybody wants more information from you, they can email you directly, check out your Instagram, your Facebook, email, whatever. Mm-hmm. So thanks again for being here.
Yes. One thing I was going to mention, on my website, I have a webinar and it's geared towards OT, but anybody could take it and get a lot of, I think get a lot out of it. But there's one on why nature-based therapy is so amazing for us. And then there's one on diving into lymphatics.
So you can watch that at any time, or is there a certain sign up?
So right now I have taken off the price tag. So it is free for anybody who wants to.
Just for our listeners.
Yes, for listeners.
That's so nice.
So anybody who wants to watch that, they can right now. It won't always be free, so I'll have to.
Tell us the website one more time, just to be sure.
It's www.integrativeot.net.
Sweet, integrativeot.net.
Yes.
That's great. So they can watch a webinar.
Yes.
They can email
and there's
you
a lot of resources on there. And something else I do that I have stopped since COVID is a class called Alignment Through Ballet. So I do offer virtual ballet classes.
Ooh.
And there's one that's actually saved from a live I did on Facebook.
Nice.
So, but that's a really good core. It's a great core exercise to be able to do the bar part of ballet.
Wow.
For posture and an alignment. So,
which would help everybody that comes to me.
Yes.
So,
yes.
I mean,
would help anybody in general.
And yeah,
I feel
especially,
like it.
But good synergy.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. I think our listeners will appreciate that a lot. So definitely head over to integrativeot.net and check it out. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thanks.